This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissist, Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness on TikTok, Mental_Illness on Instagram and whatnot. Today's podcast and YouTube video, of course, is going to be about parenting, children of narcissists, having a child with a narcissist, all things kid related with a narcissist. And if you don't know, if this is your first like time tuning into me, I am a diagnosed narcissist, NPD, narcissistic personality disorder. It's not a big deal, guys. I've been open about this thing for a couple years now. I kind of gotten a little bit bigger on TikTok, over 200,000 followers, but that comes and goes and whatnot. But so let's go ahead and get straight into, like I said, the podcast, like children of narcissists. That's one of the main questions that I get on my TikTok, on my Instagram. People send me messages on Snapchat now. It's kind of crazy, but it's not funny, but because I know kids are it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to deal with narcissists, and it's a tough thing to deal with overall anyway. Not just having kids with a narcissist, but just like, you know, children, period. Being a child of a narcissist, possibly, you know, this is in real time, guys. I'm not going to cut the little burp or whatnot because I've been drinking on a little bit of libations and whatnot, but that comes and goes. So let's get started on this episode. So kids, it is a tough topic. So the first thing I'm going to start off with is me and my children. You know what I mean? So like I said before, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have two kids right now. I have a 12-year-old son, I have a 4-year-old son, and I have a daughter that's pretty much due right now. Like, the due date is tomorrow, January the 28th. So I don't say I have three kids right now, but I have three kids, you know what I mean? And one of the main questions I get about my kids is, hey, do you love your kids? Hey, do you have empathy towards your kids? How do you treat your kids? How has your awareness with your personality disorder helped your or changed the way you parent? So let me be like brutally honest. So I've been a parent. So I'm 35 years old right now. I've been a parent. I have a 12-year-old. I'll be 13 this year. So I've been a parent for the last 12 and a half years, which is kind of crazy to me thinking about it. So before I've been in therapy, which has been since 2017. So before therapy, I've been in my kid's life. You mean I've been a parent. I've been a good parent for, you mean, I guess from, you know, the standards of parenting, I've been a good parent. I've been present. I've been to all the sporting events. You know what I mean? I've been helping with homework. I've been doing all that stuff. But overall, just being a parent, like being a narcissist and being a parent, is just tough. Because do I love my kids? Yes, I love my kids. Not all narcissists love and take care of their kids, but I love my kids. They are, you know what I mean? I'm a narcissist, so my kids are a reflection of me. So I'm easily, you know what I mean? I'm easily embarrassed. And I feel like because they are my kids, if they embarrass themselves, then they are embarrassing me as well. So that's one of the tough things I have to deal with. So it's like watching my oldest son play sports and he does bad. I feel bad. I feel embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, that's my son out there looking silly. He's not competing to the level I need him to compete at. Now he's looking terrible right now. And I just, you know, it makes me feel like, it makes me feel bad when he's doing bad. But when he's doing good, you know what I mean? Hey, that's my son. That's my son out there. Look at him. You know what I mean? I'm bragging. I'm hype. I'm up in the air and stuff like that. But like I said, when he's doing bad, it's the exact opposite because, like, he's a reflection of me. So when he's doing good, I'm doing good. When he's doing bad, I'm doing bad. And there's like, it's kind of hard to parent like that. So, I mean, even being aware of my narcissism now, even being aware of my mental illness right now, it's still tough. I still find myself doing that now. You know what I mean? Even with the coronavirus and COVID going on and stuff like that, he'll sit in the room and play the game all day. He's 12 years old, so he's 7th grade. So he's playing the game all day. I know he's thinking about girls and stuff like that. I check his TikTok out. You know, he's got a little TikTok account or whatnot. But I actually blocked him on my, he's got a TikTok account, but I actually blocked him on my mental health one. You know, I don't want him seeing that stuff right now. I talked to him about therapy and stuff like that, but I don't want to go into too much detail with him right now. I don't know if he's ready for the whole personality disorder take and stuff like that. So I don't really talk to him about all that stuff, but, I do talk to him about my changes, you know, like one of the, it's been tough parenting. Like, cause if he just does not do good in school, I feel like I'm doing bad. You know what I mean? He does bad in school. I feel like I'm being a bad parent, and I feel like this is gonna reflect on me. And I'm just like, oh my God, we got to get him to do better in school to make us, me, look better. So I work with him, and the worst, one of the worst things I just remember doing now is just like when he does bad at homework, just yelling at him and, you know, just screaming at him and stuff like that. And I look back on it now and I just like, I hate it, but you know, that's me. That's who I am. You know what I mean? And one of the moments I knew that I was progressing with my therapy and stuff like that is when, like, a couple months ago, he said that. He's like, one thing I noticed about you now is that you don't scream and yell as much. And that was big to me. You mean, that made, because therapy is hard as hell, y'all. Therapy for anybody is hard. But, like, for a narcissist, I feel like it's super tough. You know, you just listen to stuff like that and hearing it. And it just, you know, it's kind of annoying hearing all your faults and stuff like that. So, when he said, hey, Dad, I know, you mean, you don't yell as much. That was big to me. That was big time. I was like, yes. You know what I mean? I got hype. I loved it. You know what I mean? So, that was big time to me. And my youngest son, you know, he's four, so, you know, I wasn't in therapy before he was born. You know, I wasn't in therapy until after he was born, and he's part of the reason why I was went to therapy in the first place, because, like, my wife had went to work or whatever, and she just happened to come home, and I was having a scream fest on my youngest son, because he was crying and would not be quiet. I needed some quiet time. I needed some me time. And I was yelling and screaming at him, and she came in the house and heard it, and she started yelling and screaming at me. I screamed at her. And out of nowhere, that's when she's like, it's hard living with a narcissist. And I was like, wait, what? Huh? A narcissist? If anything, you are a narcissist. You know what I mean? And then we go going back and forth. She ended up leaving. I said, get out of here then. You know what I mean? Get out, leave. I don't need you. I can do better. You know what I mean? I don't need you. Yeah. Thank you for being here, but I didn't need you right then and there. So she left. You know what I mean? When she left, I just got curious and started Googling narcissists. But so back in the day, when you Google narcissist, it would pop up and say, you know, narcissist, narcissism, whatever, you know, fool of yourself and stuff like that. But nowadays, because narcissists are so prevalent, when you Google it, it comes up, and you know how Google has the autofill, it comes up and says narcissistic personality disorder. I was like, wait, what is that? Clicked on it, you know, and here we are. I said, that's me. I was like, what the hell? And it's tough reading that shit, man. It's tough. I mean, reading that stuff. Cause you look back on it and you, that's you, that's me. You know, you hear that stuff and you're like, oh my goodness, that's me. Oh my goodness. So, and it sucks just thinking about it back in the day. You know what I mean? That was what, 2017. So that was 4 years ago. So I was just like, oh my goodness. And so here we are now. I ended up going to therapy because of that to get my wife to come home. So here we are now. But like I said, my kids have been instrumental in me becoming who I am now, being self-aware narcissist that people, you know, they follow me on TikTok. More people are starting to notice me on Instagram, and more people are starting to notice me on here on YouTube and stuff like that. My podcast is doing okay. Could be doing better, but it's doing okay. You know what I mean? So it's getting bigger and bigger. So, and I like that. You know what I mean? If I'm going to have a personality disorder, I might as well have something out of it. You know what I mean? But like I said, a lot of narcissists, it made me, I care about my kids. I know a few other narcissists. I know them. They're not diagnosed like me, but they are definitely narcissists. They care about their kids to the point where they are in their lives. You know, maybe not to the point where I am, because my kids live with me and I see them 3-4 days a week. Whatever, but they still care about their kids. So some narcissists will like straight up abandon their kids because like, and I try to figure out why. Some narcissists will abandon their kids because, like, either the kids are not up to their standards of living or stuff like that, and the kids might embarrass the pathetic narcissist. You know what I mean? If you can't tell, I have a soft spot for people abandoning their kids, so that's one of my triggers. It's one of my soft spots is bad fathers and bad parents and stuff like that. Bad narcissists abandon their kids. Anybody abandoning their kid. That's my soft spot. So if you hear me talking about that stuff, and you see my you see me elevating, and you see me getting mad or upset or something like that, that's why, because I have a soft spot for, you know, people abandoning their kids. And just looking at it and hearing people's like stories and stuff like that, I've come to the conclusion that a lot of narcissists abandon their kids because either they want to punish the parents. You know, they either want to punish the opposite, the mom or the dad. They're like, hey, okay, you don't want to be with me. I don't want to be with you. So, well, the kids are a part of you, so I don't want to be a part of them either. So bye. And they'll abandon their whole family. Of course, they'll get on Facebook or something like that and tell the world that the mom or dad won't let them see the kids. But in all actuality, they have literally abandoned the kids. You know, but you know, we got narcissists. We have to have a good social media presence and stuff like that. So, hey, y'all know my baby mama won't let me see my kids, man. Hey, my baby daddy keep my kids from me, blah, 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 this. You know what I mean? So they either abandon the kids to hurt the parents. They abandon the kids because the kids, you know, sometimes I've seen narcissists abandon kids because they're disabled and stuff like that. Well, he's not fully able, so I can't be a parent to him. He's not mine. He's not perfect. It's just stupid. Just pathetic people, y'all. Just pathetic. I told y'all this is my soft spot right here. This is like, if the narcissist has a soft spot, this is mine right here. Kids. You know what I mean? So it's just like they'll abandon the kids to get back, like, because they're not up to their standards. And some people are not ready to be parents, and some people, you know, it's just stupid. I literally loathe bad parents. I loathe people who don't take care of their kids. That's my, like I said, that's my soft spot. And I be wishing bad on people who don't take care of their kids, y'all. I promise I do. That's just my thing. I have to, you know. I literally just have to. It's just my thing. I feel like, it's gonna sound super narcissistic, but I feel like I'm the best narcissist because I am a good parent. You know what I mean? I have a marriage. I have kids. You know what I mean? I take care of them, and I'm better than other narcissists. So if you're a narcissist and you're watching this or you're listening to this, I'm better than you if you don't take care of your kids. Point blank. Period. Take care of your kids and let's compete on other stuff. You know what I mean? But like, if you don't take care of your kids, I'm already better than you. Point blank. Period. I don't care. You know, it's super narcissistic. So, what's another thing about these kids and stuff like that? I wrote some stuff down to talk about today, y'all, so I can keep it going. Sometimes narcissists will abandon their kids because they are jealous of their kids. Like, being jealous of their kids is something, you know, it is, I don't know if it's normal with narcissists, but it's like weird. It's one of the weird things. Like, I still do nowadays sometimes, like every once in a while when I'm outside playing with my kids or something like that, helping them with their homework or something, I'll get jealous of my kids. I'm like, look at y'all, because I didn't have a dad growing up. I'll look at them, I'm like, look at y'all. Y'all got a dad that does homework with you, that, you know, help take care of you, that pays the bills, you know, plays sports with you, you know what I mean? Takes you outside, works out, plays the video game. Look at y'all. Look at y'all. And I be jealous of my kids for having a dad, and I am their dad. You know what I mean? It's stupid. So I can imagine other narcissists being jealous of their kids because the kids are taking time away from the wife, taking time away from the family, whatever. So the narcissist is like, well, you know what? Since I'm not getting enough time here, I'm going to leave my family. I'm going to abandon these kids. I'm going to start me a new family. Maybe this new family, they'll give me all the attention and affection that I need. You know what I mean? As pathetic as that sounds, like, us narcissists are like attention stars. We need attention constantly. We need it. We crave it. That's one of the things. We're narcissists. We need all of this stuff. You know what I mean? So it's tough dealing with that stuff and hearing it and dealing with all that stuff. Speaking of therapists, my therapist from BetterHelp just sent me a message. So I'll send her a message back in a few minutes. I'm going to set up a session with her to see how that goes. But yeah, just being jealous of their kids. So I know I don't get into depth, but I know a girl. I'm pretty sure her mom is a narcissist, and her mom is extremely jealous of her. Like, it is insane how jealous her mom is of her. It's like, you know, the mom, like the girl who I know, the woman, is like looking for her biological dad, and her mom will not help her with any kind of information. Lies to her. You know what I mean? It's like, you don't need to know that. Hey, I'm busy at work. I'll talk to you about that later. And it's just like super narcissistic. It's super psychotic. It is crazy. and like just being jealous of her, like, you know, I mean, I just like, this is insane. I'm studying now because I'm a narcissist, you know. I'm like studying, I'm looking, I'm like, this is weird, but I'm intrigued by it because I want to know what makes other narcissists tick. That's my thing. I want to know what makes people tick. What makes you tick? What makes you happy? What makes you sad? Why are you jealous? Why are you mad? You know what I mean? I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it just happened. But it's crazy how the mind works. So, children of narcissists. So, yeah. People, another question I get on TikTok all the time, and Instagram, so I get a little bit more here recently, is like, are one of my parents a narcissist? And I don't know my dad, you know what I mean, too much. But my mom is not a narcissist. My mom might have a little, some mental stuff going on, but she's not a narcissist. You mean I think she's a codependent, whatnot, but she's not a narcissist. My dad, you know, I've had run-ins with him as an adult. He might have some stuff going on. I don't know, but you mean I'm created from abandonment issues and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Not getting the love and stuff that I needed as a kid. And I think he was too, you know, cause I look back. You know, I got curious because I want to know where I came from and stuff like that. So I never met my mom's dad because he died when I was like, you know, he died when I was a kid. So I never met him or whatever. So my dad's dad, my paternal grandfather, I never met him either. I knew my paternal grandmother. You know, it's my grandma. I love her. Miss her. She passed away a couple years ago. Rest in peace. Mary Frances Chandler. But my paternal grandfather, I never knew him. So guess what I did, y'all? I get on Ancestry.com and put their names in. And guess what? You find out all Ancestry.com is crazy. I found so much information. So I didn't know who his name was, but his name popped up because the marriage certificate between him and my grandma popped up. So I clicked on it. And guess what was on there, y'all? His death certificate was on there. So I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I can see where he came from. You know, I can see what happened to him. How did he die? Guess how he died? Suicide. This man got up on a Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. before he went to work, went in the bathroom and shot himself with a small caliber pistol in the head. While my grandma, her three grandsons, including my dad, were in the house. My dad was like 8 years old at the time. How damaging is that? To be in there sleep at 5:30 in the morning, your dad gets up, goes in there and shoots himself in the head. So, finding that out right there, you know, it could lead to my dad possibly being a narcissist and abandoning me and, you know, my twin brother, I do have a twin brother, y'all. So that's that's a story for another time. But that could have led to him being possibly being a narcissist and abandoning his kids, his oldest male children, because that's what happened to him. So who knows? It helped me, learning that helped me to kind of forgive him a little bit. And to take back my power for him a little bit, because my therapist said I'm giving him too much power, and I believe it. So I don't like anybody having any kind of control over me. So you know, I have to take my power back, take my control back. So I still have some hard feelings for him, but like, you know, finding that out about what happened to his dad, it was extremely helpful. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I was like, oh wow, it's curious. You get curious and you figure stuff out like that. But it just. It helped me out finding out that his dad shot himself in the head on a Monday morning. Like, what was going on with you? So his dad, I mean, his dad might have had some mental issues, some depression or some narcissism or some psychosis going on to get up and shoot yourself in the head with your family in there. Like, huh? You got something going on. You're not well. You know what I mean? Not with your kids in the house. Like, I was kind of like, what is that? With your kids? Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know if you do that. Yeah, like I said, it's just like my dad, that could be, he could be a narcissist, and he could have led to me being a narcissist. So people will ask, is it hereditary? I don't think it's hereditary by any means, but I do feel like it can be passed down because one narcissist to another. So let me be the greatest man in my family by breaking the generational curse of narcissism in my family, breaking the mental health disorders in my family. Let me be the hero of my family. If that makes sense. I know it sounds super narcissist. I know. And I went live on TikTok today, y'all. And I was telling people kept asking me, they're like, I don't want to leave my narcissist. I'm so addicted to this person. I just can't leave. I was like, okay, do you have kids? They say, no, I don't have kids. I'm like, then you are in the perfect situation to leave. Get out before you have kids. Because a lot of times it gets worse when you have kids because like, If a narcissist cheats on you, cusses at you, hits on you, I mean, mentally abuses you before you have kids, after you have kids, it's going to get worse. And now you have to take, now you have another one, you bringing up another a kid into this environment. Like, come on, y'all. It's going to get worse. And then they, oh, I can't do it though because I'm addicted to him and such. He's got so much money. I'm like, okay, cool. All right. Peace. You know what I mean? You don't listen to me, then it's hard for me to wish you well when you don't listen to me. I'm telling you some good advice to help save your existence. But, okay, cool, peace. You know what I mean? I tell them, that's what I tell them. Because, like, once you have a baby by a narcissist, they will forever feel like they have access to you. Like a girl sent me a message on Snapchat. My narcissist cheated on me. I broke up with him. So it's been 8 months. And every time, like, he doesn't want to keep to the co-parenting schedule. He just wants to pop up in my house whenever he wants to, unannounced or whatever. He keeps asking me, do I have a boyfriend or have I moved on or whatever. And he has a whole girlfriend. He lives with his girlfriend. And he keeps pops up in my house and tries to touch me. I'm like, that makes sense. Because once you have a baby mom, they feel like they have access to you for as long as they want to. Until you move on. That's how you win. You move on. You power up. You put the custody agreements, you stick to them, you don't give them no leeway. Cause I'm tough to co-parent with. And my older son, mom, she is a tough one. She's a good thing she's a tough woman. You know what I mean? Cause I've manipulated a couple times, believe me. But if she doesn't stick to the schedule, you know what I mean? She's tough. So if I don't stick to the schedule, I gotta hear her earful. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God, I gotta hear this mess. So that keeps me from straying from the schedule. That keeps me from, you know, actually helps me be a better parent because she's tough. You know, so I'm just like, damn, that's cool. You have to stick to the schedule. You have to enforce your boundaries. You have to be strong. Stop being so nice to these people. Y'all like, oh my goodness. Your niceness will get you taken advantage of. I promise you that, y'all. Niceness will get you ran over by a narcissist or by anybody, period. Point blank, period. I'm such a nice person. Cool. Get rid of it. In this moment, get rid of the niceness in this moment right here, or you'll be ran over. You want this person, you want the person that cheated on you, left you, is living with the person he cheated on you with, to be able to come to your house at any time of the day or night because you are scared to enforce the boundary because you're too nice? Come on now, that's not nice, and that's weakness now. You crossing the boundary into some other stuff. We gotta be stronger than that now, y'all. I promise you, we have to be stronger than that. And that's what I'm saying, y'all. It's just like, people ask me all the time, can you love? I'm like, come on, y'all. This next video. That's it. This is the next video. But that's a lot of the questions. I think that's answered all the questions that I had to talk about today, y'all. So I'm thinking, this one ran kind of long, 22 minutes. Goodness gracious. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, y'all. I promise I'm so appreciative of y'all. I swear I am. I really, really am. So thank y'all for tuning in. And then, like, subscribe if you haven't subscribed to the Narcissist Code. Why not? You here now. Subscribe. Like and subscribe. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Follow me on, like I said, TikTok is Mental Healness. Mental, HEALNESS. On Instagram is Mental _ Healness. Snapchat is IHAMMLEGEND. I Ham Legend. Like I am legend with Will Smith, but it ham. 2 M's. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I'm really, really appreciative of y'all. Thank y'all. Peace.